Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 April 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a very special guest tonight. Don't y'all go away. I'll let him tell you more about himself. He's been on the program once before, and I really enjoyed him. I got to meet the gentleman out of Missouri this past August. I can't believe how long I've been already. The months go by so fast. But we had a great time talking to him and his beautiful wife, and I got to say, she's a whole lot prettier than he is. But anyway, he's done a lot of things. We're going to discuss some things in a minute. Before we go to him, though, a very special prayer request tonight, please. I do want to thank you for praying for Crystal and Judy and the family and for Johnny. Johnny's still got a long ways to come, but he's still here and he's still trying. So keep them in your prayers, please. But tonight's prayer request is for my middle son Jamie's wife, Barbie, her niece. Her niece is named Chloe. She's 6-7 years old. And she's had three broken arms in just not too long a time at all. And now that she just had another problem, not sure what it is, they think she might have a bone tumor. So you know what that can mean. Now she's 6-7 years old, and the way the son and his wife talk, she's just sweet. She can be and always happy and jolly and loving people. So please, please, prayer warriors, keep Chloe in your prayers tonight, for God would touch her and give her, if she needs healing, that he would heal her. You know he can do it. I know he can do it. Would you join me in prayer tonight in faith, believing that, and that he would comfort her mommy, who also has a heart condition. She's just a young lady, by the way. So please, keep Chloe in your prayers tonight, please. And don't forget, this coming weekend, we're going to have Bible study starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. You can join us if you like by going to Pastor Butch. pastorbutch.com, and click on listen live, or I'm sorry, live stream, and we'll be right there for you to listen to us if you want to join us and watch us at the same time. If you can't do that, you can call on the phone if you don't have a computer. You can call us at 339-209-5013 and listen to what we're saying. I hope you'll do that. At 10:30 we start with prayer requests, testimonies. 11:30 we start in usually current events, and then the lesson at 1 o'clock. So please, join us if you can. 339-209-5013 or at live stream on PastorBush.com. And don't forget the Bible study we did a couple weeks ago, folks, entitled The Beast, The Mark, and The Great Reset. Oh, golly. If you like prophecy, if you like seeing the simplicity of current events tying into the Bible and seeing prophecy being fulfilled at a rapid pace, and people that are doing it, saying they're doing it, to prove what we're saying is scripturally true, we'll give you a 2-hour DVD, which I recommend. You can get CD if you want it, but I recommend DVD. Either one, $10.50, sent to your door. Make copies of it, share it to all your friends, please. You can also watch it online. If you type in Pastor Butch Paul or Call to Decision, or call to Decision at the Name of Your Ministry. She will find it online somewhere. It'll be a listen later where there's hundreds of hours of teachings on there. But if you want a copy for yourself, I recommend it to get to your friends. 1050, all you have to do is call and get it. Call 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 to get a copy of that. And while you're at it, ask for the copy of the book, The Great American Adventure, by Judge Dale, retired. It's Secrets of America, Political History of Government and Law. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. The guy who wrote this was not a Christian. He wrote biblical history, a lot of it. And some of it is not, I know it's not scripturally correct, but nonetheless, his facts on what's happened in this country, things behind the scenes that you and I were not taught in school are all true. It's 115 pages in that area. The book's $15. That includes delivery to your front door. Just call and ask for the Great American Adventure. You can call Lisa and Martha, the number I gave you. Use credit card, debit card, and get the address and write to us and ask for it. I only ordered a few of them, so when they're gone, I'll probably not be ordering more of them, but this book is a must-read if you're a mature Christian and an individual who wants to know truth that may make you uncomfortable. Okay? It's available for free. $15, just ask for it. And, of course, you still have all the other products, the REM sleep and the vitamin and toothpaste, mouthwash, and all those also, and Strauss products, of course. And I'll mention one more time tonight of a gentleman named Jacob who wants to move somewhere near a Christian fellowship, a solid Christian fellowship, and somewhere near a gym because he's has some physical problems. He's trying to get his leg strength back in his legs. He wants to develop his leg muscles. He can pay rent, folks, about $350 a month. He's not going to be a freeloader. So if anybody knows anybody that's got a room to rent or somewhere somebody can live for about $350 a month and pay rent on it, and someplace near a fellowship perhaps, and somewhere he can work out, let us know. Call us here at the ministry. We will relay the information to Jacob and get him to call you if you'd like to do that. Okay? So I'll announce it tonight and I'll end it. But if you want to help Jacob, and if you know somebody can or you want to, please let me know. Okay? Give us a call and let us know. Now, our guest tonight, gentleman I had on some months ago after I met him in Missouri, I didn't know who he was, and I got to looking at his display on his table, speaking to his wife, and like I said, a very sweet, pretty lady to talk to. I understand that David Heffner is in the front lines, trying his best to get the truth out to people, exposing a lot of things. And he just finished a movie we'll discuss in a few minutes. He just got a movie out entitled The Last Evangelist. Okay, we'll discuss that in a minute. But let's bring up David. David, are you there?
Hey, Pastor Butch, I am here, and it's such an honor to be here with you and God's people.
Well, buddy, right back at you. It's good to have you. I do mean that. And you please tell your pretty half we said hello to, okay?
I sure will, brother. Okay. You're so right. She's a lot better looking than I am. So she got the short end of the deal. That's all I can say.
Aren't you glad? I know I am. But anyway.
Absolutely.
You've been on for a while, and we got a lot of new listeners. I know that. And I'm honored to have people that listen to us all over the world, literally. I'm amazed that we get calls from Japan and Australian place. I'm just amazed at that. They listen to a hillbilly preacher living down a holler in West Virginia, out in the woods by themselves, just he and his wife, a dog, and sometimes a few head of cattle, lots of wildlife. I'm just honored that they take time to listen to me, and maybe by the grace of God, I'm blessing them somehow, helping them somehow, and maybe educating them some things that they didn't know before. That's our job as Christians, especially as a pastor. But tell the folks a little bit about yourself, David. Who are you? What do you do? Tell the folks who David Heffner is.
Sure, Pastor. So I started out many years ago as a songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee. And when I was 25 years old, I had a couple of hit records, country songs. And I went to Hollywood.
And by the way, what were some of the songs? What were the songs? Give us a couple.
There was a guy named Billy Crash Craddock. Now,
oh, yes.
You know, some of these.
Oh, yeah.
Your audience would have to be at least 50 years old. Billy Crash Craddock wrote a song called A Real Cowboy. I wrote a song for Christy Lane called Love to Love You. And I wrote a bunch of stuff for Hee Haw, for the Hagers on Hee Haw.
Really?
I wrote a lot of their original music, yeah, on Hee Haw.
Those boys died young, too, didn't they?
They did. I wasn't good friends with them. At that time, I was a young punk kid. I was too busy out sowing wild oats. But anyway, Pastor, are you ever going to let me get out of Nashville into Hollywood, or you want to keep me in Nashville for a while?
No. You go where you want to go, my friend. It's your bio. You go where you want to go.
No, I love Nashville. Maybe we'll just do the whole show in Nashville. But anyway, I went to Hollywood and thought I could get my music in movies, but nobody wanted my music. But they thought I was an actor, you know. And so I did a Clint Eastwood impersonation, and I got the lead role in a Hong Kong martial arts movie.
Oh,
problem is,
okay.
I couldn't do martial arts, and I couldn't act. So
that could be a problem, yeah.
Here I am with no money, no talent, no connections, no nothing, and yet God takes that no nothing and causes that no nothing to end up doing over 50 movies where I write, star, direct, produce with some of the Academy Award winners like Martin Landau, Tony Curtis, Ernest Borgnine, a lot of those classic Hollywood people. Now that's God, Pastor.
Absolutely.
Wasn't me. That was God.
You know ourselves like we know ourselves, Brother David, and we look in the mirror and know who we are, and we think God can use us. That is a miracle, is it not?
It really is. Because I look over at a rock, and then I look at me in a mirror, and I go, you know, I can't really tell the difference in that rock and me.
I understand that. I do.
When it comes to the way God can, you know, God can use a rock, right, if he has to.
Right, right.
So, anyway, about 10 years ago, I'd always been kind of a Christian during these years because I went to church when I was a kid. But I wasn't a real Christian. I was just playing Christianity. But about 10 years ago, I crashed and burned. I literally fell to the floor because of my sin. And I just, I really think I died. But when I came up, something happened. Okay, so before I tell you what happened, let me back up a little bit and tell you the way I was. I had two personalities. I had the David go to church personality on Sunday, and I had the David make a movie personality, Monday through Saturday. And every time I would go into church, I'd leave my Hollywood outside. Every time I go into Hollywood, I'd leave God outside. Well, 10 years ago, I crashed and burned. And when God brought me back from the dead, my Hollywood David merged with my God David, and I came up as one. I came
Amen.
Up, Pastor, with integrity. I was integrated. I was one, no matter where. There's a problem with that, because you make a lot of people mad when you have integrity. All integrity is... Yeah, all integrity is being who you are at all times around whoever you're around. And so I would go into church and take Hollywood with me, and I would make a lot of people mad. And then I go into Hollywood and take God with me. I'd make a lot of people mad. And God said, I want you to get into the ministry full time. And I thought that meant have a church. So I went to school, you know, Bible school, and I graduated. I got me a church and started preaching, started building up a nice congregation, because I'm a pretty good speaker like you, you know. And I had about 150 people out there, and God said, what are you doing? I said, I'm building my church. He said, yeah, I know you are. You're building your church. You're not building mine. And I said, well, God, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to do one thing. I want you to start telling the truth, no matter what the cost. See? And so I got up that Sunday morning, looked out over my congregation. I said, things are going to change starting right now here this morning. I said, a lot of people in this world are going to hell, and probably half of them are in this room right now. And, boy, you could have heard a pin drop. I preached hell. You ever heard the term hellfire and brimstone?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I preached hellfire and brimstone. I did. I didn't even know what I was doing. I had never really preached like that before. And some people call it anger, but it's righteous anger.
No, it's not. It is. You're not angry at anybody. You're angry at sin.
No. Yeah. Yeah. It's a righteous anger. And the problem, Pastor, today, there's not enough people, especially pastors, preaching hell, fire, and brimstone.
They're
not preaching righteous anger with righteous anger. So anyway, after I drove a congregation from 150 people down to about 10, I realized I wasn't supposed to have a church like a lot of people. God said, okay, now you're ready to do what I want you to do. I said, yeah. He says, well, you're going to start making movies, but you're going to make movies for me. And so here I am with The Last Evangelist, and it comes out in about a week and a half. I've been working on it 3 years, and I'll be happy to tell you about it whenever you're ready.
Sure. Absolutely. And you know what you said, and it took me a while to understand this too, Brother David. I pastored a couple churches, made by three churches, and basically two of them asked me to leave after a while. And I did. They grew, like you said, they were growing, and by the grace of God, we had attendance was growing really well. Then the Lord said, you need to, you know, really just tell it like the Bible reads it. Don't tell it what the denomination wants to hear or what the church doctrine on the wall says. Preach it like the book says it. And that's when I start getting in trouble. Okay? So needless to say, I have a little fellowship now that I guess I pastor. It's done mostly on video, on the computer now, because I don't have a church per se. But I do what I'm told to do. I've been on radio going on 30 years. So I guess that's some kind of good by the grace of God only. I've done some good. But I understand where you're coming from. If you preach the Bible the way it's written, you're not going to draw big crowds. You're not.
No. No.
Get over that.
No, you're not.
Going to happen.
Well, you might draw big crowds, but for the wrong reason. They're there to kill you, not to listen to you.
Now, that's true. That's true. Now, you go ahead. Tell us about what you've been to lately. And also tell us what you do yourself on your own radio and information. Tell us about that and then go into your movie.
Yeah. I have a live show I do every Monday night. We're on Roku, Amazon, Apple. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, all the social media. I'm also on, we're on television now, various stations. And I have to get you on, Pastor, on my show. But it's
love
a live show. And we talk about things the church won't talk about. Okay? What do we talk about? We talk about crimes against children. We talk about how society has turned their back on widows. We talk about demonic warfare. We talk about even things such as it gets very deep. Gets very deep. We talk about things such as satanic ritual abuse, how Hollywood mind control, things like this. So if anybody's interested, they can always at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Monday tune in to DavidHebner.tv. We have our own platform you can just go to DavidHebner.tv, and you can watch us. You can watch us free. If you want to pay $5 a month, you can go below the paywall and see over 750 videos about all these subjects. And also, I have a Thursday night show, Pastor. I'm just launching every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The same stations I just told you, same way to get to it. So Last Evangelist, about 4 years ago, God woke me up in the middle of the night and gave me this episodic. They're half-hour episodes. I wrote it all basically in one night. Now, this was 4 years ago, and the first episode dealt with churches being shut down because there was a virus, and there's a vaccine.
What a coincidence. What a coincidence.
Yeah, and people got sick. It deals with what we call the insertion, which is they insert inject people with a certain thing. I don't get too deep into it, but all of that was a precursor. All of that was a peek into the future of what's happening now. And so we're just now coming out with it. And the purpose, I play John Rhodes. I'm a FBI agent. My job is to bust underground churches. Until a bus goes bad. I don't want to get the story away, but I hear God's voice. And, of course, I don't know who it is, but I go blind, just like Paul in the Bible. And But with the Bible in one hand and God in the other, I set out to find the Antichrist. I set out to, and it's a real kind of show, meaning it's not, you know, it's not La La Land. It's, this guy thought he was a Christian, because in the world of last evangelists, most people are religious, but they hate what they call true believers. They don't like people.
Amen.
That, matter of fact, the Bible is illegal in last of it. They have their own, they have their own translation. But see, I thought I was, my character thought he was a real, a true, good Christian. Until he hears God's voice and God starts opening up the world to him, spiritual world. And so now there's that transition of my character going from, am I a Christian? Do I really know God? Arcing his way over into really knowing God. And the reason this is real, Pastor, is some people think that it happens just, you know, a flip of a switch, which you can. It can. But for most of us, myself included, it's a journey. It's a journey. I'm journeying over to righteousness. Now, you know, when you accept Christ, you have righteousness. But I'm talking about it's a constant daily picking up my cross.
Yes, it is. It's renewing of the mind. Romans 12:1-2 says we have to renew our mind. That's every day.
Yep. Exactly. So anyway, it's coming out the 7th of May. If anybody wants to watch it, they can go to davidhebner.tv. And Pastor, God told me not to go to the studios with this, because I've made a lot of movies with the studios and HBO and Showtime. He said, go to my people. They're going to fund it. So I started lastevangelist.com, where people can go, and for as little as $25, they can get a special on-screen thank you. They can be an actor. They can be a producer. And so all this is being done through donations. I'm doing it through a nonprofit, through my church, and this is how we're funding it. And we're releasing it on our own. So that way we don't have a studio trying to tell us who God is and who God isn't.
Well, now, yeah, you have to explain something to me. They can go on, they can make a donation, $25, get a special mention, an actor. They can be an actor, an actress.
Yeah, for a certain amount of money, you just donate anywhere from $25. I mean, you can donate up to $5,000 if you want to be an executive producer, but you can donate, you know, a few hundred dollars and be an actor, or you can get T-shirts. You know, these donations come with gifts, with things. If somebody wants them, we have some people that go, I don't want anything. I just want to, I like the cause. I want to donate to it, just like a church. You know, you're mm-hmm. a pastor, and you live on, I mean, your ministry functions on God's support from God's people.
Of course.
And
this
is no different. No different. It's the same.
And you say, now, how long does it take that you took to put this together?
Well, normally I make a movie in about 6 months. This should have only taken 3 months. It took 3 years. The reason is it was God's timing. He wouldn't allow me to do it until about 6 months ago. And this was just at the tail end of this so-called scamdemic. And I said, God, why are you waiting until it's almost over? And you know what God said to me? He said, because it ain't over. It's just the beginning, David. He said, that's why now you're making it, because people will now listen to you and believe it. And they're going to face more and more persecution.
Wow. And I think absolutely right. You probably heard me announce it again in the program. I take Bible prophecy and I take current events and I show it happening in real time. Now, I'm not anything special. God gave me that ability, and I try to use it for His glory. But I've learned something.
Yeah.
When I was in the military, I was in communications, tracking enemy jets. So this is during the Vietnam era. And we had something we called triangulation. I would be monitoring a certain frequency on the radio. I was a Morse code operator. And when I would say something like, they're up, that meant that the MiGs were up and flying, and I would start tracking them by their signals. And that gave us a direction they were in. But they would get two of the bases across the world. They would come up also, get on the same signal, and triangulate it. So they could pinpoint where they were. Or the Bible was the main beam. History and current events are two more beams. You get those on the main beam, line them up, you're going to know where you are in time. I just did a teaching entitled The Beast, the Mark, and the Great Reset. And according to the Antichrist in this world today, including Klaus Schwab, and Dr. Haritari, Klaus Schwab said he wants a great reset, which will be basically the total beast system put together with probably the mark in it somehow. As far as the different, there's three different ways to take the mark. It's in the Bible, folks. And it'll pretty much fit it together. And that's their goal, was 7.5 years now. That isn't God's timing, perhaps, but it's their goal. And Dr. Haritari said, we're going to be able to hack individuals, hack people. We're going to take away their free will. Now, that's what he said. It's on my website. Go check it out. Look under Mark the Beast on our website, PastorBush.com. Look under Mark the Beast News. And you'll see him say that we're going to take away the free will. So watch your movie come out just in time to show what happened under the COVID pandemic, as you said, and how they conquered the world, David. They conquered the world, basically, shut down economies worldwide, put people locked up in their homes, wouldn't let go visit family on holidays, made them stay 6 foot apart and wear a mask. They did that.
Right.
And the churches in America just said, yes, a master, sat down and followed orders. We're told in Hebrews 10:25 not to forsake the assembling yourself together, especially as that we see that day approaching in the last days. We're not to forsake that. But the church got scared of a virus, and the governor said, you got to stay home, so we got to obey Caesar. That's not in the Bible anywhere. But the churches were put to a test, David, as a whole, and 9 of them said they failed it miserably. They failed it miserably. They obeyed man over God. And that fear has shut down our country. Now, what you come up with your movie is just going to make that drive that point further home, that your movie was almost prophetic, in a sense that it fulfilled what really happened, what's going on right now.
Right. I was able, Pastor, to see it with my own eyes. Because remember, God used me to write it. And when I wrote it, people said, oh, that's science fiction. It's futuristic when I wrote it, see. But then as I saw things playing out, I'm going, oh, my goodness, this is I wrote this. I mean, God wrote this. God was telling us what was really going to happen. So yes, you see, the church, and it's very complicated, and you know this. When we say church, these buildings are not really the church.
They're not the church.
Most of these places, they're just going to blow up and go to hell, most of them.
That's right.
They're not worth much of anything, and they're not going to be around. So what they did is they became jab junctions. Not only did they cave, but they actually sided with the beast.
With
and
the enemy,
they
yes.
helped them jab people, you know.
Yes.
And so with Last Evangelist, this is what this does. It lets people watch a show where they can go, wait a minute, that just happened to me. Wait a minute, this is, you see, Hollywood won't make a show like this. They'll spend $100 million, and they'll touch on, devils, and they'll touch on supernatural, and they'll touch on this, but they never touch on the truth of prophecy, because the devil controls Hollywood. He doesn't want people to know.
Amen. Hang on through the break, folks. Back at the break, I'll tell you, this is an interesting conversation. If you want to add anything to it, ask any questions, call us at 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America. Cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food. Simply by calling Nevada Foods. The best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Hi, you folks. We're back. We're talking to David Heffner. And David Heffner, is it DavidHeffner.com? Is that what that is? Or DavidHeffnerLive.com?
No, DavidHeffner.tv.
.tv, okay, gotcha.
Go watch
okay.
it. The name okay. of the show is David Heffner Live, every Monday at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And folks, we're talking to a man here that's, we'll say, been through a lot of the same things I guess I've experienced over the years. How I think I'm doing the right thing. And God has kept my attention, pulled me in the right direction. I mean, I thought I was going to be a full-time pastor. Never worked out. I can see now why I didn't, but at the time I didn't understand it. I thought I'd be pastoring the rest of my life in regular churches. But I was kicked out when I got talking about the 501c3 and what that was all about. They didn't want me to be there any longer. So the Lord took me a different direction from that, obviously. Put me on radio, which I never intended doing. I thought, well, I'll be on for a few months and quit. Didn't happen. Going on 30 years now. So I've tried to learn, David, to yield myself to my Heavenly Father's desire for me in my life. But, you know, I'm kind of dense. I really am. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house. I know that. So I have to really pray and be patient, even with myself, to learn what am I supposed to do. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Because, look, we have to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And this is the problem I have with churches, is they have a bulletin. I tell people, my biggest enemy is a bulletin. I said, when you create a bulletin, you basically put God on a piece of paper. Well, you can't really do that because God's not going to allow it. But you put your God on a piece of paper, and you said your God starts at 11 o'clock, then your God sings until 11:15, then your God gives announcements, and then 11:30, your God preaches till 10. You know what I'm saying? It's on and on.
Oh, yeah,
and
I do.
On.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
We have to listen to the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Well, when you program up at the Holy Spirit, you cease being a church. The Holy Spirit is not there. You're definitely not the body of Christ. Without the Spirit of Christ, none of us are part of Him. That's all there is to it. So yeah, you're right. We have a tendency as people to want to organize everything according to the way we think it should go. And I've learned over the years, you can't do that with a holy God. He's a sovereign God. He has His own will, and we either get in His will or we pay the price in the long run. And it's just that simple. But it's hard for me as a man to realize, you know, I'm doing everything totally wrong here. I had to switch everything. I had to swallow some pride and realize I need to change directions. It wasn't easy to do that, and with no man it probably is. But I had to do that in order to get back where I need to be to glorify my Savior. And that's what it's all about, glorifying God. If you don't figure out the reason, you're in the wrong business, aren't you?
Well, you are, because you have to be willing to defend God at the cost of offending man. Okay?
Yes.
There's too many people out there defending man, and they offend God. Okay? You can't serve two masters. You said something very interesting just before we went on the air, and I said, well, I'd like to pick it up and talk about it. You said, you know, you're going to draw a big crowd for two reasons. You either draw a big crowd because they love you, or you draw a big crowd because they hate you and they want to kill you. Well, Jesus drew a big crowd when he preached to them, but if you'll notice, the crowd that he really drew toward him was great in hatred toward him. In other words, they hated Christ, and the crowd that he drew came to him to try to kill him. He would walk through the crowd supernaturally. Well, I want to put that in the right perspective, is that when you and I start preaching truth, we can't expect to have a big crowd. If we do, that's awesome. You know, if we do, that's great. But don't expect it. It's just like, you know, someone says to me, David, wouldn't it be nice if you made a movie and a million people watched it and just loved it? I said, no, it'd be the worst thing in the world. I go, what are you talking about? I said, well, that's not scriptural. What do you mean? No. Many are called for your chosen. They hated me. They're going to hate you. Why in the world would a movie be any different? See, some of these Christian movies, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but some of them that track, I'm talking, make billions of dollars, track millions of views, right? They're usually apostate, meaning it tickles people's ears. It kind of plays with a God. It's not really the truth, you know. If it was the truth, people would be throwing rocks at it. They would not like it. Point in case, if a million people watched a movie, and even if you played a 10% odds, you would have 100,000 people getting saved. I don't see thousands of people getting saved off a movie, you know.
No,
I see millions watching it because they like to have their ears tickled. So with Last Evangelist, my prayer is that the right people see it because it's the truth. And, Pastor, I hope millions see it, but I hope they see it for the right reason. I'd rather for two to see it for the right reason than a million to see it for the wrong.
I agree. I totally agree. And I pray that the ones who want the truth will be watching it, and that they'll find truth. You know, we'll preach and teach to anybody. That's our job as leaders and pastors, and all Christians are to be truthful and faithful to Christ and tell everybody the truth about Him and salvation and what it means to live as a Christian. Folks, being a Christian doesn't mean that you go to church 3-4 times a week. That's great. But I'll say this, and I'm saying it very kindly. If you're going to a body of so-called believers that are lukewarm, you're in the wrong place, folks. If they don't have a zeal to see souls saved, that's wonderful. But even beyond that, they don't have a zeal to see the work of God done. Once you're born again, what's next? Just go to church, sing a song, follow the church normal procedure, go home and watch TV. Is that being a Christian? How about saving unborn babies? How about trying to turn the nation back around to change it from being Sodom and Gomorrah? How about doing something, speaking up and maybe getting in hot water with the people up? And folks, I said many times, I've been called before a federal grand jury for what I preached. I've been called before the FBI because of what I taught. I'm not trying to be a radical. I'm going to preach the Bible. And being saved is the beginning of life. It's not the end of it. David, when a baby's newborn, are they finished growing then? Is that it? Are they done? They're just going to sit back and wait for the end? Is that what Christians do today?
Yeah, that's what most of them do, if they even become a baby at all.
Yes.
If they become a baby at all. That's a big if. So we're in a time now, Pastor, where there's no more tolerance for lukewarm. God's not going to tolerate it. Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather for you be hot or cold. Why? Well, he wants you to be hot because you're on fire for him. But at least if you're cold, you're taking a solid stand on something. What he despises is someone saying they know him, but they don't know him. Someone says they love him, but they don't obey him. That's called lukewarm. God hates it. God will destroy it. I know you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Oh, man, I'm getting on that. I'm preaching that hellfire and brimstone again. You're going to have to watch me now.
I go for it. You know, but I do get, Christ made it very simple. I'm going to tell you, I've written a few books. I don't know if I sent you a copy of them or not, but if I didn't, I will if you'd like to have them. They're not big books, but they're just plain. I'm sorry, they say you have got them or haven't got them?
No, I haven't gotten a lot. Yeah, I'd like to get one, yeah.
I will send a copy of them to you. Anyway, plain forward teaching on obedience to Christ. Christ said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, you wouldn't believe this, but I've got people get adamant and angry at me because I wrote that. What are you angry about? He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. What's to be angry about? This is simple. Well, but the law has been done away with. I said, no, wait a minute. His commandments are the Ten Commandments. Love him above others. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. Don't bear false witness. What part that don't you understand? Well, this was their answer. Believe it or not, this is the answer. They told me that anything Christ said before he went to the cross didn't matter because it was before the cross.
What?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
This is
the church today.
Oh,
absolutely. Yep. And I'm going to make people mad. And the guy was probably a Baptist. They have a hard time with the law. You know, and I'll make people mad and say that probably, but I can't help it. Not all of them. Not because I was a free will Baptist, which are a little different than most Baptists, but nonetheless, they have a problem with the law. They think the law has been done away with, nailed to the cross. Nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible does it say the law was nailed to the cross. It said the ordinances were nailed to the cross, which are the sacrificial laws. That's all nailed to the cross. They don't need them anymore because Christ is sacrificed. But nonetheless, that's what you face in the world when you tell the truth. That's what's out there today. That's what we're going to confront because we're in a world that loves itself. Is that a fair thing to say?
Absolutely. Narcissism. It runs rampant.
Yes.
In the religious world. You know, people, what they're doing is they're worshiping their denomination over worshiping God. Their denomination has become their God. They're totally now being disconnected, Pastor. And now, again, that's why episode 2, 3, and 4, episode 2, which we're going to start shooting in a couple months, is the Great Reset. So I heard you mention that, and you probably preach on that, but episode 2 deals with this Great Reset, which if the same thing happens now, what happened 3 years ago, we could have that reset, I think, in the next 12 months. I really do, because
that's very possible.
It seems like it's going to happen right as I'm making every time I make an episode. It's actually going to happen.
Well, you know, these are things that they're fulfilling prophecy. And, you know, for many years, we're going to take phone calls, minute, folks. Bear with me. I promise I'll get to you. 844-769-2944. As the longer I live in this world, and the more I try to understand the word, and I watch what's happening around me, I can see prophecy being fulfilled. You know, 50 years ago, I couldn't understand. I don't know anybody understood the Mark the Beast and how it's going to be fulfilled. It was hard to imagine. But it's now here. I mean, we see it. We can see how it's happening, and we can see it come together with the Great Reset. And when this so-called doctor, who was a homosexual, by the way, a sodomite, Atari, I think it is, said that they're going to hack us and take away our free will. Isn't that what the beast is going to do? Take away our free will once we surrender to him. And then, by the way, the mark is a commercial mark because you can't buy or sell without it. What will people do today to live one more day? They'll sell their souls. I mean, they'll quit going to church. Mm-hmm. They'll disobey the word of God because they're afraid of a virus. What are they going to do when things get really bad?
Absolutely. That is just, see, we were just rats in a cage. The Antichrist was just testing people to see
how big
of a job he had. He found out he doesn't have much of a job at all. His job's going to be pretty darn easy. But you know, Pastor, the ones that know God, love God, they will not take it because the Bible says they won't take it. Because if you take it, you can't, okay? They will be killed, right? Now, it's the ones that are left over. And you say, well, David, hang on for a second. I don't want to be left over. Well, I know you don't want to be left over, and that's why we got to talk, okay? You don't want to be a leftover in the refrigerator, all right? I don't know what's going to happen to those leftovers. You want to be a taken-outer, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're taken out because they kill you because you won't take the mark or Jesus takes you out. It doesn't matter which comes first. You want to be a taker out, or you don't want to be a leftover. So here's the situation with Last Evangelist, second episode. I'll give a little bit away. Is John Rhodes finally hits the road, and he's being pursued by the FBI, by his own kind, because he went rogue. He discovers that there's no more money, that they're not trading money anymore. It's all a point system. It's all digital. It's all on a card, which eventually they insert into the body, because remember, they already gave everybody the insertion.
Sure.
So anyway, I don't want to tell more than that, but this stuff's going to happen next year to 2 years, Pastor. Everything I just said, you watch, it's going to come to be.
That I wouldn't doubt at all. I wouldn't doubt that at all. Now, I am not a pre-tribber at all. I used to be, so I read the Bible with them, but I'm not pre-trib at all, but I do know this. My future is in my Father's hands. Yeah, I think about it sometimes, brother, but I'm not worried about it. If he's in charge of me and taking care of me, why should I be afraid of what's coming in my future? Yeah, that's how you look at
it. That's right. I tell people, stop worrying about whether it's pre-trib, post-trib, any trib. You live like it's never going to happen, and you hope like it will, okay? At work, when I say work like it's never going, you know Christ is coming back, but don't worry about when that's going to happen. Don't worry about when you're going to get taken up.
Just do his will and live till he calls you out of this world. Let's go to Jan and Iowa and talk to Jan. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, it's me.
Hey, Jan.
Now, we can't listen to him on Monday nights. We have to listen to you.
Well, he's on 7 o'clock. He's on a 7, so he's all right.
Oh, is that Eastern or?
Eastern, yeah. 7 Eastern.
Yeah, Eastern,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Central time is 7. You're on 7, my time.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't listen to two things at the same time. Don't work.
Okay.
but you just keep on preaching fire and brimstone. That's what you're supposed to preach.
I agree. I mean, the Bible's a Bible. And if we would just simply fall in love with Christ and fall out of love with ourselves, we'll be in so much better shape. Would we not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man thinks that they know better than God. That's where we've gotten.
That's the only
place we've gotten. We're more in love with ourselves than we are with Him.
We are.
Who made you?
That's what sin stands for, S-I-N, self-indulgent narcissist. That's us.
Yeah.
Any comments, David, that you want to add to this?
The caller called in. Did she have something you want to say?
I just have. Do you add anything you want to while she's talking? Because Jan loves to call and share Christ.
Just
go ahead.
Right in. I'll talk.
So what's your mind, Jan? What's else on your mind tonight?
I wanted to know. He left out the first part. He left out the destruction of us first. Before the Antichrist comes, Sodom and Gomorrah are gone. Correct.
Oh, yeah.
We're
that's
gone.
It. America will be burnt.
America's gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
America's burnt.
We're gone.
That'll be one of the first things
here. So we better get busy and get to that part first. Before this digital stuff kicks in, we're gone.
Well, not necessarily. That may happen after this kicks in, because there's going to be a great fear for a lot of things. And I don't know. I cannot set that specific order of things. But I know, as I think David's hit right on the money, we're going to go digital pretty soon, because the dollar's dropping in value around the world like a rock. People are getting desperate. All the world. See, this is a part of the plan then, Jan.
They've already started it in some countries.
They are.
They've already started that.
I mean, if the whole world shut down over a virus and followed tyrant's orders, wouldn't even go see their family on the birthday or Thanksgiving Day or whatever. They wouldn't do that. They would stay 6 feet apart, wouldn't hug anybody, and people need hugs. Yeah. That's just the way it is. Yeah. And David, if we fail for that, when we can't even buy food, what are we going to do then?
Well, again, it's not going to be God's people. God's people are not going to fall for it. I don't know exactly how that's going to happen. I think that it's going to be a supernatural event where God's going to take away our fear and say we're willing to face anything, because it has to be, because all of us are afraid, right? We can sit all day long and go, oh, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. But when they threaten our kids and hold a gun to our kids' head, something kicks in. So I think supernaturally the Holy Spirit's going to come in, the ones he chooses, and he's going to remove fear from our being.
And that should be the pastor's job, teaching them about these things, so when you see them coming, it won't surprise them. But as you said, to your original flock that finally you whittled down to whatever 10 people, you just had half of them be sitting here going to hell. And that's the way it is. They go to church, but they have no idea of the truth because they're not being taught it.
That's right.
Anything else, Jan?
That's why we got fire and brimstone preachers, Pastor.
Amen. Thanks for the call, Jan. I appreciate you. You're always there with us, and I do appreciate it. I'll see you in church on Saturday. See you there. She joins us every week on the computer, and I'm glad she does. All right, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts.
Awesome.
Come on in, Dave.
Speaking of cashless society, already in the Boston area, that they're talking about, for example, the home of the Boston Red Sox, Fenway Park, they already said that within their, inside the stadium itself, not outside the vendors, they're going to be going cashless. Although there's already been a big outcry and a pushback so far, but, the way human nature is nowadays, can't be sure, how long people push back and when they'll decide, well, I'll just have to go along to get along.
Go along with it. What you say that they're going cashless where now?
No, this is Fenway Park. This is, this is basically a sports stadium.
Right. So you go cashless to get in there, is what you're saying? To go cashless and get in and see the ball game?
I think what they're doing now is if you want to get any food or drink, that they won't be taking cash anymore.
Gotcha.
I already have some law firms that are fighting it, though.
Oh, yeah. What'd you say, Dave?
Where I'm at, I take my son to soccer quite a bit, to pro soccer, and you can't use money there. You have to use a credit card. So they've already banned cash. And I'm glad the caller brought that up. It's very, very important. A lot of this is going to be initiated through the sports world. If they can get the big sports arenas and sports conglomerates to fall for this cashless thing, see, if they can just get big people, three or four big conglomerates to fall for it, it's going to be a lot easier to take cash away from everybody. And I think they're going to use sports to do it. I'm just so surprised of how these sports figures are so brain dead. Here they are out there, they're macho, they're playing sport, and they're just brain dead,
They are.
Their wives could beat them up. Their wives could beat them up because they're so wimpy. Don't get me started on that, And it's this thing about, kneeling because, the BLM and all that, while they're driving their BMWs and they're making, $100 million
sure,
a year.
Sure.
And they're not even connected to you and I,
Sure.
So
absolutely.
Anyway, sorry I didn't mean to.
Well, that's
that.
All right. Anything else you want to say, Dave?
Well, I was just, he brought up another point, because they've already fallen for the woke culture, so why not fall for this? If you fall for one thing, you'll fall for another.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Good call, Dave.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's
good
right.
point. Good point. And by the way, Dave, my wife can beat me up, so just shut up about that. Okay, we'll move on now. Let's go to David in Alabama. David, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey there,
Pastor.
David.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. Come on in. I can hear you fine. Come on in.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Great conversation tonight. Thank you. I think a problem with a lot of people are confused. Some religionists teach that the commandments are done away with. You know, I think you mentioned that a while ago. But
yes.
All of a sudden, in the last book of the Bible, Revelation 22:14, there's a requirement to keep the commandments to enter in to this city. So, you know, that's by a few verses left in the scripture, and it makes it plain. And a part of that commandment is the seventh-day Sabbath. Sunday is a child of the Roman Catholic Church. And so, you know, some people, they say, well, you know, it's plenty of histories and document about that. And another thing, that John in 1 John 4:2-4, it says that the Antichrist is already here. It's already been here. Doing that, the Roman thing system was in back in that day. That's who
Christ. And the scripture tells us that the Antichrist was set in the temple of God, and the church is the temple of God now. We know that. And Antichrist is infiltrating everywhere. That's just the way it is. He's everywhere. The Antichrist fathers. Go ahead.
Yes, but see, we have to not be afraid to say who he is. I think you know who he is. I know who he is. And so if we can't identify the Antichrist, you know, if we can't get the victory over the beast and over his name, over his number, I think, what is it, Revelation 15:9, it says, those that get the victory over his name, his number, and this, will stand on the fifth glass.
That's what it says.
Yes, if you can't do that, you will not be there.
Brother, I got jumped out about the last 3 seconds. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Dave, I'll let you wrap it up. What do you want to say?
Yeah. Just if anybody wants to see Last Evangelist, go to davidhebner.tv. Go to lastevangelist.com. You can text the word evangelist to 41444 to get more information. Or if you'd like to know more about the ministry, just go to davidhebner.tv/order or call 844-806-0006. And you can find out how to get connected with the ministry.
David, this has been a blast. Thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you for much what you're doing. And thanks for standing for the truth. I really do appreciate that.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. I appreciate you. God bless you. And God loves you. And all of God's people out there.
Absolutely. And I'll be talking to you again soon. If you want to come on your program, let me know when. And we'll make a fit, okay?
We will. We'll do it. God bless you, brother.
All right. Take care, my friend. God bless. Folks, fight out of time. I guess we're going to see you again tomorrow night, and I hope you join us tomorrow night. The guest, Rob Chambers, tell you about that tomorrow night. So have a wonderful evening, and let's stand for the truth, and let's not compromise. Let's start in love for Christ supremely and a fellow man. Talk to you then. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.